Hey, Nicole Scrant.
Hi.
Hey, so I just got your message on certified home health care. What exactly, are they transporting in this truck? I mean, is it something that can't just be fit inside of like an F-150?
I'm not sure.
That's like the big issue. It's like medical equipment, like, oh, like we're just doing like syringes and stuff. Like, you just need a little van, you know what I mean? But if you're doing like an entire MRI machine, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why all these lenders are going to come back and be like, bullshit. Almost all medical equipment should be able to get fit inside of a pickup truck.
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to be proactive before I submit to Pawnee and they come back and say non-essential equipment.
Well, what if they were moving like beds around or
I think that's all fine and well. We just need to hear that we need to make sure that this is like something that they're going to use frequently, you know what I mean? Something that, is actually necessary, because unless it's like you see what I'm getting at here, right? Like, they'd probably just want to come back and suggest like get one of those, large vans or something. That's more believable.
Like
And I'd
a
ask that
Sprinter
question.
van or something.
Yeah, but like, this box truck is huge. It's like for moving like, the inside of a large 5-bedroom home and like all that shit. So, I'd find out what they're transporting, how often they transport it, like the relative size of these things, how much money it's going to be saving, just so that we can have ammo when we go to these lenders.
All right.
All right, yeah, I just want to give you a heads up.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Bye.
Bye.